The decision of whether or not to enroll a student in gifted and talented classes is one that is commonly made upon a student entering middle school. According to the book, Child and Adolescent Development by Woolfolk and Perry, this decision is typically made by middle school counselors using a variety of data. This data may include elementary teachers' recommendations, standardized test data, and grades from the previous year. Woolfolk and Perry explain that challenges sometimes arise when parents request that their children are enrolled in the gifted and talented program despite meeting the criteria set forth by the school district. Recently, the availability of online measures of intelligence quotient, or IQ, have prompted parents to request their children's acceptance into middle school gifted and talented programs. In this podcast, I will be discussing the accuracy of online IQ tests, as well as the role these tests should play in enrollment decisions. Traditional IQ tests are given verbally by a psychologist in an individual setting. This is in an effort to increase enthusiasm of participants. Despite the widespread use of IQ testing by psychologists, some recent research suggests that IQ testing, including online IQ testing, is not an adequate predictor of a person's level of intelligence. The researchers of this study, Hampshire, Highfield, Parkin, and Owen, suggest that online IQ assessments are not a sufficient measure of one's IQ. The study, which featured over 100,000 people who each took 12 online tests, measured a variety of cognitive abilities. The results of the research study suggested that a single online IQ test is not an adequate indicator of intelligence. The researchers of the study believe this inadequacy is because intelligence is not composed of only one factor. In contrast, the researchers suggest that intelligence is actually the result of three factors combined: the ability to reason, the capacity for short-term memory, and one's ability to verbalize. This study supports the idea that administering a simple IQ test to incoming middle school students is an insufficient means of determining their academic placement. This does not mean, however, that IQ tests should be avoided entirely. Woolfolk and Perry state that IQ tests were once meant to bridge the gap between low-income students and students of higher economic status. Because one IQ test does not accurately determine all three measures of intelligence, those overseeing class placements in middle school should consider a variety of factors when making a placement decision. It is also imperative that this information is communicated with parents. This is because parents may utilize online IQ tests to support their opinions of which classes their child should be enrolled in. A combination of IQ test results, teacher recommendations, standardized test scores, and overall academic averages provide school faculty with sufficient data with which to base their decisions.